Peter, many thanks for joining us. Looks like Milford United very much on an upward curve at the moment, going well in the league and always developments off the pitch as well. So overall, you must be fairly satisfied with this season to date.
Yeah, delighted, Chris. We're just seniors and reserves are both going well there at the moment, both competing to get promoted from both their divisions, and the underage is just up and running again here now. We're ready for a new season where we have 13 teams ready to go in the Letterkenny District and Donegal Underage and Women's League. So on the pitch, things are going well, thank God, and off the pitch, we're busy as well, so all's good.
So that's a lot of players when you put all those teams together, and of course then there's many parents and former players and members of the local community. So you are very much a part of that community. You play a big role.
Yeah, we do indeed. Yeah, we try to use the community as much as we can. We're very lucky in Milford that the parents and the community businesses and everything come behind us, and we all get in together, and it's a big help for the club, and it really is a big push for us. And we try to get as many young ones from the area playing football. As I say, we have three teams of under 12 boys, three teams of under 14 boys, two under 16 boys and an under 18 boys team. And then we also have girls teams competing under 12s, 14s and 16s as well. And then we also then have our nurseries. We have our under 6s, under 8s, under 9s and under 10s of both boys and girls. So overall, we have loads playing, and it's a stress at times trying to get pitches, and it's a good stress to have.
Yeah, it certainly is. Years ago, clubs really couldn't have survived just with one pitch if they'd all those teams. You've always been very progressive down there, developing facilities. So what exactly do you have in terms of pitches, and are there any new plans for further development?
Well, just as you say, new development. Yeah, well, we have our new AstroTurf that we had done several years ago. We use for a lot of training. And then we also have our training pitch down at Moyview as well. But we're actually now, the Diggers are about to go in on our football pitch in Moyview. We're going to redevelop the whole pitch. A substantial fee being spent on it. We're hoping the Diggers actually will go in on the last day of March now, 2 weeks' time. So we're redoing our whole playing surface, because over the last few years, it's with all the weather and that, it's struggling to hold with all our new teams and the amount of teams we have. So we're spending on it, so we're going to be off the pitch for a year, but hopefully it'll, in the long term, it'll be a big help to us, and it'll stick the time, and we'll be able to get more teams playing every weekend.
So it's really a vote of confidence in the club and investment for future generations.
Yeah, it's to help the young ones who are now at under 6s and under 8s, that hopefully when they're kicking balls in competitive football, that we'll have a top-class pitch for them to be able to play on. And it's great, as I said, and I've said, we're so lucky with businesses in the town who get behind us. We're so lucky with every team we have. Businesses are jumping on to support us and sponsor teams, and it's great. And parents, no matter what we do with a ticket or if it's our monthly 50-50, the parents are very good and supportive of us, so we are lucky in the town. The town gets behind the club, so we're very thankful for that.
Well, that was the Milford United chairman, Peter Doherty. I also spoke with the club's manager, Noel Gillespie, about how the first team is getting on this season. Noel, it's been a pretty good season to date. You're currently third in the table. You've won 8 out of 16 games, so you've probably drawn maybe a couple more than you would like to, but that said, you must be pleased to be where you are.
We are pleased to be where we are. At the same time, we're possibly a little disappointed because of the draws, that we're on top of teams and we should have got away with 3 points, and with the point system is now, too many draws affects you later on in the season, and probably there's a little bit of disappointment on it, but also we're glad to be still in contention, and especially there's a good buzz after the victory last week against the league leaders, Kerry Keel. But we have 2 games left. I'll set up our hands in one way. There's a good chance we'll make it to playoff.
Now, you're away from league duties this weekend, but I think the following weekend, a big, big game, Capri Rovers at home. It's the proverbial 6-pointer.
Yeah, Capri were one of the best teams we played this year. But saying that, we're one up with 10 minutes to go, and we're up there, and we could beat 2-1 earlier in the season. But they're a good side, and we've nothing to fear from them. If we could beat them and they drop some also along the line because they have a game in hand, we could get automatic second, which again would please us immensely. I don't think we have enough points to catch Kerry Keel.
What would it mean to you and the club to get back into the top tier?
I think with the amount of young players coming up and some of the older players, it's so important to play in that top level. I know it's going to be very, very difficult to some very strong teams on it. To give the young players an experience to play on that tough level would mean an awful lot to us. Like, we've been in that top division for many, many years, and then once we dropped down to the Ulster Senior League, and for us to get back there, I think get a few local lads back, and we left them to the club here because the standard is high up there, and sometimes people have to stand up at that standard and to see how they can perform at that level.
And finally, Noel, great to have so many underage teams there. So there's a conveyor belt of talent coming through, and that certainly augurs well for the future of Milford United.
Yeah, and at the moment, at senior level, if it wasn't for the 16, 17, 18-year-olds, we wouldn't have the numbers. Like for me, managing the team, I have no problem with the bench every week because there's so many under-18s that can come on board. Well, we've got a lot of good young players there, and we've good under-18 teams this last couple of years in the youth. So that means so much, and gives the young fellows something to look forward, even at 14s and 15s. Now, they can see that when they get to 17, that they get an opportunity to play the senior reserves. And definitely a big boost this year. Like we have 30 in on Tuesday and Thursday night, which is good. Bodes well for the future, I think.